Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are thankful for this occasion. Thank you, Lord, for this graduating class. We ask your blessings upon them. Bless the service tonight. Father, we pray that you'll be honored in all that's said and done here. And that's our goal, is to honor these students and their families and to bring honor and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask it in his name. Amen.
You may be seated.
Oh. Amen. Thank you so much, our high school chorus. By the way, this year at our competition, our statewide competition, our high school chorus finished first place in the state. So congratulations to Ms. Clark and to them. That's a first for Landmark, by the way. So, amen. They did a great job. Appreciate that song, a beautiful song, Holy is He. At this time, it's my privilege to introduce to you the salutatorian of the class of 2024, Mr. Miles Williams.
Dr. Parsons, Dr. Pitts, Dr. Burt, Mr. Correa, LCS faculty and staff, friends and family, and fellow graduates of the class of 2024. Good evening and welcome. My name is Miles Williams, and I am honored to be giving this speech as this year's salutatorian. I'm excited to begin by expressing my gratitude towards the school and everyone who helped me get to where I am now. To my teachers, thank you for teaching, caring, and supporting me and wanting to see me succeed in life. I would not be here if it weren't for you all. To my classmates, thank you for making school not as boring as it is. I had fun this year because of you all. And finally, to my parents, Jason and Sharon Williams, thank you for pushing me to do my best in school. I especially would not be here if it weren't for you all and all you have done for me. I'm truly grateful that God has given me such great parents that love and believe in me and all that I do. I will forever be grateful for all of you who helped me get to where I am today. When I first heard that I was a salutatorian, I was excited, like, whoa, no way, I'm the salutatorian. Then I learned how to write this speech and all the excitement kind of just went away. So of course, I didn't think about the speech at all for a while until I learned there was a deadline. So what did I do? I waited until the day before the deadline to actually write the speech. Sometimes I'm even confused how I made salutatorian. It was difficult trying to come up with the things to say or what to write about in this speech. I watched countless videos of other salutatorian speeches to see what they did and get some ideas on what I can do, and went to many websites for the same information. Most everything I found talked about experiences and advice. So I am here today to talk about some of the experiences I had throughout high school and give some advice to everyone. In 9th through 10th grade, I went to a different school called Oasis Christian Academy, where I thought I would be spending the rest of high school, but the Lord had different plans for me. That school was a good school for the most part, and they didn't have a uniform, so that was really nice. I would suggest Landmark to do that, but since I had to wear them and suffer it, then everyone else has to. The reason it was only good for the most part is that it didn't teach the same biblical principles that Landmark teaches, and they didn't use the same Bible. And from all the things I heard while I was there, it actually made me question and doubt my salvation. But on December 5th, 2022, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and now I know 100% that I have eternal life in heaven, that my name is written in the book of life. Amen. Don't let any false information make you doubt whether you are saved or not, because once you get saved, you can never get unsaved. Amen. No amount of false doctrine you hear can change that. People will try to give you all this nonsense on what they think is the truth, but you should always go with what the Bible says is the truth. The Bible says in Romans 3:4, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. In 11th grade, I came back to Landmark, where I indulged in many things that they have to offer here. Something almost everyone remembers me of last year, and this was actually brought up in the last year's salutatorian speech, is me scoring in my own goal in soccer. Did I score my own goal?
Yes.
No. Yes. But did I make all conference the year after? Yes, I did. My point is, don't let one mistake keep you from doing what you want to do.
Amen.
Mistakes happen to everyone. Just because you mess up once doesn't mean you have to stop. Keep going and keep working hard, and good things will come your way. I would also like to share my favorite memory from this year, and that would probably have to be the senior trip. I would like to thank Mr. and Mrs. Correa for taking their time to come spend it with us on the trip. My favorite part from the senior trip was the Rocky Mountain Coaster. It's just a coaster where you get to control the speed and everything. It was just fun all around. And another good memory from the senior trip is that we got to see a bear. Now, hear me out. I live in Florida, so seeing a bear is not likely. An alligator, yes, but a bear, no. All that to say, it was just cool. To end off my speech, I would like to congratulate the graduating class of 2024 for all the hard work they put in to get to where they are today. And I wish you all the best of luck on whatever you plan on doing in the future. I wish to see all of you succeed. Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, our valedictorian of the class of 2024, Mr. Benjamin Hogan.
It's a lot of y'all. Dr. Parsons, Dr. Pitts, Dr. Burt, Mr. Correa, teachers and staff, parents and friends, fellow graduates, hello everyone. My name is Benjamin Hogan. I'm the proud son of Marty and Amy Hogan. I want to thank my mom and dad for guiding me through my first leg of life. I also want to express my gratitude to Pastor Parsons and Pastor Carter, Dr. Pitts, Dr. Burt, and Mr. Crayer for creating a Christian environment for the youth to learn and grow in. My heartfelt thanks to my grandparents, aunts, uncles for their role in raising me, and to my brothers and sisters for going alongside of me. To my friends, thank you for the good times and for always being there when we need each other the most. And thank you to my church family for being examples and encouraging me. And lastly, a big thank you to my classmates. This year was a lot of fun, and it went by faster than we realized. We always look for a way to make any class or activity fun, and our classroom jokes were something that we'll reminisce about or try to forget about, but they were fun nonetheless. The senior trip was the best. Ziplining and whitewater rafting were really new experiences for me, but they were a lot of fun. And Dollywood was also a lot of fun. I went there when I was younger, but it was good to go there again. And yes, Ms. Correa does scream like a little girl on roller coasters. If you ever go to the island in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, do not eat at Paula Deen's family restaurant. I don't know who was in the kitchen, but it was not good. We have made a lot of memories as a group, and although we may not be together again as a group, we will cherish these memories for a long time. Thank you for being my friends, class of 2024. I have a question for everyone under the sound of my voice, young or old. How do you stay determined? Determination is crucial to your success. 32.9% of students drop out of college. Just over half of Americans report being unsatisfied with their jobs, 80% are not passionate about their work, and 85% are not engaged in their workspace. Think about the most successful person that you know, whether it be in the Bible or the modern age. Have you got it? What sets those people apart from the rest? The goals they have set to achieve. Success is the favorable or prosperous termination of anything attempted. Simply, it means to complete any task in the best way possible. Success does not entail wealth, fame, or power. We need faithfulness to continue to the finish line. Success means to finish your goals. But who can motivate us to reach our goals and give us that determination? Well, let me tell you what happened and changed in my life to provide a purpose. In 2019, my family moved here in Florida, and unlike my parents and siblings, I was not as familiar with moving. It was something different. I was moving away from my family and friends, and from all the places that made them my memories. I did not know what to expect or what to do. I did not know who I wanted to be, and honestly, I was not motivated to do anything. One day we visited a church, but it was not like Landmark. And I'm thankful that we came here. I had not been in a church that was so full, so active, that was loving and caring. And my whole life, you know, I respected God, but it was never real to me. I thought it was just religious tradition. I thought it was just the same old thing, day in, day out. We're just doing this for religion's sake. Fast forward, and that fall, my sister and I began to go to this Christian school. The atmosphere was way different than our old school. A lot of the people in our old school were mostly kickouts from public schools. It was refreshing, but still, I felt out of place, like I was missing something. We had a school revival activity and a chapel service at the end of the week. The preaching of God's word convicted my heart, and I could feel the Lord prick my heart. He was speaking to me. God made me realize that what I was missing was Jesus Christ. Amen. And I tried to put it off, but it was on my mind all day. I think maybe Mars and Xavier remember, but I was very silent that day, if they can't remember that back. But that next day, I went to a teen activity, and I grabbed the tract on my way out of the cafeteria. And I read the tract, and on August 14th, 2019, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Amen. From that moment on, Jesus gave me life and a purpose. Amen. Sorry. God showed me love that no one else could. And now I want to give my life back to Jesus. If you don't know, 100%, if you were to die today, that you would go to heaven, please, go to someone, go to a pastor, a staff member, or me, who will tell you what it means to know 100%, to know and be settled, to know that you're going to go to heaven when you die. That is the most important decision that anyone can make, and you can't have any success without Jesus Christ. Success requires motivation. It is hard to be motivated to do anything if our work would not last. Like Solomon said, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. This word will one day fade away, and as Christians, God gives us a purpose. If you ask him, he will provide you with the willpower and strength to give you to complete those tasks. The Bible tells us that if we do things for God's glory, they will count for eternity. Whether it is our 9-to-5 jobs, in school or college, or in the ministry, or just in our daily life, whatever we do will matter and count for eternity, and you have to choose to do it for God's glory. I want to challenge you to meet some sort of goal, whether great or small. Every one of you here, even if you're just a kid, make some sort of goal every single day. Our school's theme this year was to know and to grow. Growth is to advance, to improve, to make progress. It is hard to grow without knowledge. And first, know who Jesus Christ is to you and to learn about him from your word, from his word, sorry. As humans, we crave knowledge. However, if we neither learn a new thing each day nor learn true things, we cannot grow. Cultivate your mind in the Lord and true things and practice new things to develop your intellect. And if you are faithful to work, you will see a good outcome. As you go, you will complete your goals and have success. In conclusion, being successful requires determination. Determination comes from growth and knowledge. Growth and knowledge come from setting goals and being faithful to do them. Lastly, goals need a purpose. And a perfect purpose comes from God. And I hope you learn it from him. Find that focus, determination, and perseverance. Everyone can be successful, but that is up to one individual, you. It is your choice. To the students in grades before, choose to be successful and continue in the way that's God's way. My fellow seniors, make the first right step. Make sure it's the right one, and you're following what God wants you to do. Everyone can be successful if we put our hearts to do God's will. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Ben. And this time, we're going to present a few awards. And we're going to start with the Academics Awards. And the first one is Government Highest Grade.
Amen.
And this will go to Ben Hogan. Next one is Economics. Economics Highest Grade, and also this one will go to Ben Hogan. The next one, academic award, this will go to Speech Highest Grade, and this award will go to Landy Espedano. Next award is Personal Finance, and this award will go to Benjamin Hogan. We have two awards, and this is for a Bible. We have a Bible class, and we have a split session, girls and boys. We have a seniors and juniors, and then for girls, and seniors and juniors for boys. So we have a Bible Highest Grade Award for the girls. We'll go to Landy Espedano. Now the Bible Highest Award for boys will go to Ben Hogan. The next award is Yearbook, and the highest is for Miss Landy Espedano. All right, the next award will go to choir, first place for the FCAA Fine Arts. And this award will go to Jennifer Benitez, Edwin Castillo, Ben Hogan, Ashlyn Pitts, and Miles Williams. All right, the next award will be the Honor Roll Award. And first one will go to Ben Hogan. The next one on a roll award will go to Mr. Miles Williams. All right, the next award is the Rising Star Award, and this award will be presented to Lendy Spadano. The next award will go to Ben Hogan. Now we're going to present these two awards, which are the Citizenship Award. And the first one will go to Lendy Spadano. Next award for Citizenship Award will go to Benjamin Hogan. And now for the next award, I would like to introduce to you Brother Willis, who's going to come up here to present the next award.
Good evening. Congratulations to the class of 2024. Some of you we have taught, my wife and I, in the past, and we're very proud of y'all. You've done a great job. I'm here tonight to present the Jeffrey Willis Memorial Scholarship. This is a scholarship that my wife and I have created in memory of our nephew, Jeffrey Willis, who at the age of 16 died in a multiple car accident December of 1993, along with one of his best friends and several others. We would like to convey our appreciation to Pastor Carter for his vision and creation of Landmark's Camp Glory. Our nephew and his friend were both saved at Camp Glory, and this is very important. At my age, and I get older every year like the rest of you, but I have learned one thing above all else, and that the most important thing that you will ever do in your life is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Amen. Nothing else tops that. And when you have Christ and this book in line with your life, you will be successful. Without this book of life, the rule book for life, it doesn't work.
That's right.
What are the qualifications for the scholarship? To be a graduating senior. To be someone who interacts well with their peers. To be someone who is involved with church and social activities. To be someone who is spoken highly of by teachers, friends, and others. To be someone with good Christian testimony and have turned in an essay. This time's subject would be, what would God have me do with my life, and will I listen to him? This year's recipients are Benjamin Hogan, Ashlyn Pitts, and Landy Spadano.
Our final award tonight is what we call the Principal's Award. This award doesn't always go to a senior. It goes to a student in 6th through 12th grade, and our teachers vote on this award. And so all of our teachers put in a vote for it. Could be anyone from 6th to 12th grade. This year it obviously goes to a senior, so we present it at graduation tonight. And this is our top award, student with a good attitude, a Christian testimony, a hard worker, and in case you can't figure it out, it's Ben Hogan. Congratulations.
Are not made without a struggle. Some battles must be fought from day to day. The victory must be won by faith in Jesus. He alone can give the truth. He alone can show the way. I'm standing at the crossroads. I'm standing at the crossroads of my life. The future lies before. This moment is the door. Will I live for self or look to Christ on high? I'm standing at the crossroads. Which master will control my life today? It's time to make my choice. Will I heed the Savior's voice? I'm standing at the crossroads of eternity. Though I long to leave the valley of decision, I do not have the wisdom for the choice. But Jesus Christ stands willing now to lead me. If I follow in his footsteps and I listen to his voice, I'm standing at the crossroads. I'm standing at the crossroads of my life. The future lies before. This moment is the door. Will I live for self or look to Christ on high? I'm standing at the crossroads. Which master will control my life today? It's time to make my choice. Will I heed the Savior's voice? I'm standing at the crossroads of eternity. Eternity. I'm standing at the crossroads. I'm standing at the crossroads of my life. The future lies. lies before. This moment is the door. Will I live for self or look to Christ on high? I'm standing at the crossroads. Which master will control my life today? It's time to make my choice. Will I heed the Savior's voice? I'm standing at the crossroads of eternity. It's time to make my choice. Will I heed the Savior's voice? I'm standing at the crossroads of eternity. Eternity. Standing at the crossroads of my life.
Brother Hector, tonight I want you to be able to hear tonight the commencement address, and we often put thought into who will speak to our graduating seniors, and especially someone that not only could just speak to our crowd, but someone that can speak to our seniors' hearts. And so this year, I, again, after prayer and thought, I asked Brother Daniel Correa, someone who spent a lot of time with them and someone who went on their senior trip, so knows them. And but also, again, who better to give them this the charge as they step out into their life? Brother Correa, you come and speak to us.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank Pastor Carter for the vision of this ministry. And because of that vision and because you believe in that vision, we are here today. And it's a blessing to me being part of this ministry. I want to thank Pastor Parsons, his wife and family, for allowing me to come and be part of what God is doing in this place. It is a blessing, and it's an honor, and it's a privilege. Like I said, it is our honor and a privilege to be able to stand behind this pulpit today, a special night, a special evening, and give this charge to this class. I want to ask you to open your Bibles, if you have it with you, in Psalms, the book of Psalms, in chapter 119, chapter 119, verse number 9. Psalms 119, verse 9. Just one verse that I would just want to share with you, especially with you seniors and senoritas. And the Bible says right there in the book of Psalms in chapter 119, verse number 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this evening, and we thank you, God, for the opportunity, Lord, that you've given us to be here. And God, now I pray that you will speak to our hearts, that you will challenge us, that you will encourage us through your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I heard of a man that was on a diet, and he was doing pretty good. One day he decided, and the thought came to his mind about, man, a donut sounds pretty good. So he thought, well, the only way that I will get a donut or go by the donut shop is if there is a parking spot right in front of the donut shop. Sure enough, after going around the block 10 times, he found a spot right in front of the donut shop. Probably you heard that before, but the truth of the matter is that many times we do what we want to do, no matter what age. Adults, middle-aged, kids, teenagers. We want to do what we want to do, and we feel like nobody can tell us otherwise. When someone tells us, no, you can't do that, we pretty much go into a fight. We pretty much start asking questions why. We question leadership. We question those around us. We challenge those around us. Because, again, We just want to do what many times want to do. The Bible says right here in the first part of this verse, wherewith all shall a young man cleanse his way? Cleanse his way. In other words, what can you all do, seniors, to avoid going the wrong way? What can you do to avoid doing the wrong thing? What can you all do to avoid bad influences in your life? What do you have? What means do you have to not go that way? Many times, and I had many, you know, conversation with many of you in the office, interesting conversations. And to me, it would have been easier just to, you know what, I'm just going to give you a referral, pile you up with the merits, and go on with your little life. But that's not the purpose. The merits don't mean anything. Rules, someone said, rules without relationship will lead to rebellion. That never was my intent, to cause rebellion in your heart. My prayer always was to point you, each one of you, Jose, Francisco, Hodimer. I know your name. Edwin, Jennifer, Ben, Xavier, Ashlyn, Lindy, and Miles. My prayer was always to point you to Christ, trying to, not in my power, but and my prayer was to show you how could you be able to see God in every circumstance of your life, even when you were sitting in my office. Again, I wanted to have a relationship with you. I wanted you to know that to me, this is not a job. And it is not. And you all can testify of that. Many times I have told you. Many times more than words, I've shown you that I was there for you. Now that you are about to take the next step in your life, the question will be the same. Different scenario. Different circumstances. What do you have? What means do you have? What resources do you have to keep your way clean? You don't have it. I don't have it. No one does. We cannot pretend that we do because we don't. It's not in ourselves. I don't have that. But I know someone that does, and that's God. It's Christ, His Word. You see, you'll face challenges in the new step, in the new chapter that you are about to enter. I won't be there anymore. I think circumstances are going to be totally different. But yet, God is there with you and for you. As you live in this place, and either you go to college, either you go to trade school, either you go to the workforce, whatever that might be that God laid in your heart to do, make sure that you seek God. Your faith will be challenged. Your convictions, what you learn in here, what we tried to lead you to, what we've tried to put into your mind and heart, those convictions will be put to the test. Your beliefs, will be questioned. Your faith will be mocked on many occasions. You know, many Christians in colleges, universities, are not being taught out of their faith. They are being mocked out of their faith. What you're learning here, my prayer is that you won't let go. My prayer is that what you're learning here now will be the time for you to put it into practice. I wish I could go with you, but praise the Lord, I don't. By taking heed thereto according to thy word. It's not my word. It's not the world word. It's not what society is trying to dictate in your life or in your mind or in your heart. It's not what people want you to do because you try to please a small group of people. They're not gonna ever gonna be pleased. They don't have the best interest in you, for you. Take heed. Take what you learn. Put it into practice. Going the wrong way is always exciting. Going the wrong way is fun. Going the wrong way seems like it's very, very exciting. But at the same time, it's very deceiving. My wife and I had the opportunity and we had the privilege to go into the senior trip. We had a good time. I had a good time, and I'm pretty sure each one of you had a good time. And I don't scream like a girl on the roller coaster. That was Ben and Xavier. Especially Xavier. And as we were going back to the cabin, we were driving, and my wife was sitting right next to me, and all of a sudden, she spotted a bear on this side, like from here to where the organ is, or a little farther. So we stopped, and I just stopped for all of the seniors to look at the bear, because it was just right there. And it wasn't a big bear. It wasn't a small bear. It was pretty much like a medium-sized bear. A little bigger than me. I'm talking about medium size. So I stop, and then all of them boys start yelling in the back, open the door, Edwin, open the door. And guess what Edwin did? And when I look back, I say, what are you doing? So I encourage him to close the door. We were very close to the cabin. We were just going uphill and right around the corner. We were parked the van, and some of them guys didn't just, you know, it wasn't enough for them just to see the bear from the van. They wanted to get a little closer. They wanted to experience the bear. So I parked the van, and the cabin was going uphill, so parked the van, all of them guys got out of the van, and they were running downhill just to see the bear. And I told them, hey, you guys ever heard the term, don't poke the bear? It's there for a reason. So many of them, they just took off running, and they wanted to see the bear. I didn't go. I stayed up in the cabin. So you don't need to tell me I don't need to poke the bear, right? But I stood right there in the street, and I saw them guys running downhill, and then all of a sudden I saw the bear going up, running, taking off, running, going up that hill that way, and them boys running like little girls and screaming their lungs out, ah, the bear, the bear! And I saw Xavier screaming like a little girl, Edwin and Ben. You know, we laugh about stuff like that. But the truth of the matter is, don't poke the bear. Don't get close to the bear of sin. It looks fun, exciting, appealing. Looks innocent, harmless, good. Don't do it. The only way you're going to make it is staying in God's word. The only way you're going to be successful in what God has laid in your heart is staying in God's word. The only way you're going to find fulfillment in your life, true fulfillment, is staying in God's word and do it His way. The only way you're going to find peace is under God's term. I want to thank you, parents. I want to thank you, family members, for allowing us and giving us the opportunity to be a part in the education of your child. I want to thank you, each one of you, for giving me the opportunity to serve you. It has been an honor. It's been a privilege. It's been a blessing to be there for you. Again, many times I have some gray hair, but it's worth it. Each one of them is worth it. Because you know, each one of you know how much I care for you. And I'm not saying this lightly. And each one of you know this. Because I've shown you that. I'm very proud of each one of you. And I want to thank you for allowing me to be part of your life. My prayer is that whatever God laid in your heart to do, you will do it God's way. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. And we thank you, Lord, for each one of these seniors. Pray, God, that you will bless them. Pray, God, you will protect them and that you will guide them. And that you, God, will show them your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Mr. Correa. That was very challenging to all of us. Amen. And we need to take that to heart. I'm not sure about the gray hairs. I don't see any. When you've done this for 44 years, you'll get a few more, though. Amen. But they're all worth it. Amen. That's great. At this time, we will have the presentation of diplomas.
Daughter of Abel Benitez and Cristina Ugarte. I have been attending Landmark Christian High School since the 11th grade, and I was saved in the 4th grade by my dad. While at Landmark Christian High School, I have been involved in 1 year of choir, 1 year teacher's aid, 1 year varsity volleyball, 1 year marine biology, and 1 year anatomy. My future plans are to get my real estate license and work. My favorite Bible verse is Ecclesiastes 7:12. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it.
My name is Edwin Castillo. I am the son of Regino and Nelia Castillo. I've been attending Landmark since first grade. I was saved at 16 years old, and I was saved at Camp Glory. While at Landmark Christian High School, I've been involved in soccer for 2 years, basketball for 2 years, choir for 3 years, drama for 2 years, yearbook for 1 year, National Junior Honor Society, and National Honor Society. Some special achievements are winner of the FCAA Spelling Bee, second place for the FACS State Spelling Bee, the Citizenship Award, the Principal's Award, and Treasurer of the National Honor Society. My future plans are to attend Ridge Technical College for HVAC or electricity. My favorite Bible verse is 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle.
My name is Hortimer Colon. I am son of Sharon Medina and Hortimer Luis Colon. I've been attending Landmark Christian High School since 11th grade. I was saved in 11th grade. I was led to the Lord by Mr. Vercellis during the church camp. While at Landmark Christian High School, I've been involved in basketball for 2 years, soccer 2 years, and flag football for 1 year. My acknowledged special achievement was that I was selected in the National Honor Society. I also was the basketball team captain. My future plans are to go to Florida Southern College and play basketball and be transferred to a D1 college. And my favorite Bible verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Hello, my name is Francisco De La Rosa. I'm the proud son of Rose and Lejean Cambron. I moved from California and have been going to Landmark for 1 year. I trusted Christ as my Savior in second grade and was led to the Lord by Pastor Sinclair. At Landmark, I participated in sports such as basketball, soccer, and I was involved in teacher's aid. My future plans are to go to community college for 2 years and major in economics and marketing. My favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends.
My name is Jose Hernandez. I am the son of Jose Hernandez and Mariela Soto. I have been attending Landmark Christian High School since 9th grade. I was saved in 10th grade. I was led to the Lord by a faculty member. While at Landmark Christian High School, I have been involved in soccer for 4 years, basketball for 1 year, 1 year of yearbook, and 4 years of art. My future plans are to get my general contractor license and my roofing contractor license. I want to follow my parents' steps and flip houses and have a company one day. And my favorite Bible verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
My name is Benjamin Caden Hogan. I'm the son of Monty and Amalia Hogan. I've been attending Landmark Christian High School since 8th grade. I was saved in 8th grade. I was led to the Lord by Mr. Gall and Mr. Maxwell while they preached at our school revival. And the next day, I grabbed a tract and read it and got saved. While at Landmark Christian High School, I've been involved in National Junior Honor Society, National Honor Society, varsity soccer for 5 years, JV and varsity basketball for 5 years, varsity baseball for 2 years, varsity flag football for 1 year, and choir for 5 years, art for 3 years, and yearbook for 1 year. My special achievements are being in the A Honor Roll from 9th through 12th, the Citizenship Award in 9th grade, 10th and 11th grade, the Principal Award in 9th grade, 3 years in National Junior Honor Society as president, 2 years as National Honors member, and 1 year as National Honors president. My future plans are going to Landmark Baptist College and becoming a missionary. My favorite Bible verse is Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My name is Xavier Norfolk Jr. I am the son of Naquandra and Kevin Brown. I've been attending Landmark Christian High School since 6th grade. I was saved in 6th grade. I was led to the Lord by Crystal Merrill. While at Landmark Christian High School, I have been involved in basketball, baseball, soccer, flag football, Junior National Honor Society, and National Honor Society. Some of my special achievements are being vice president in both the Junior and the National Honor Society. I have received Florida Christian Conference, all-conference athlete for soccer and flag football. My future plans are getting involved in computer sciences and becoming a software engineer. My favorite Bible verse is Matthew 10:28. And fear them not which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell.
Good evening. My name is Ashton Callie Brooks. I'm the proud daughter of Corba and Rebecca Watson. I have been attending Landmark Christian High School since 9th grade. I was saved in 8th grade by myself on February 15, 2021. While attending Landmark Christian High School, I have participated in 4 years volleyball, 2 years softball, 2 years choir, 2 years art, 1 year teacher's aid, 1 year yearbook, 1 year marine biology, 2 years youth group, 2 years junior honor society, and 3 years bus ministry. Some of the special achievements I have made is completing 10th grade over the course of 2.5 months, the Citizenship Award, and volleyball co-captain. My plans after high school is to go to Polk State College for my Associate's in Art and then a university for my degree in Mortuary Science. My favorite Bible verse is Philippians 1:3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of thee.
Good evening. My name is Landy Elizabeth Spadano. I'm the proud daughter of Tom and Allison Spadano. I've been attending Landmark since the 4th grade. I got saved at the age of 5, but got reassurance when I was 12 years old. While at Landmark, I've been involved in Teacher's Aid for 1 year, National Honor Society for 3 years, Teen Group for 7 years, Art for 2 years, Yearbook for 2 years, and Volleyball for 5 years. Some of my achievements are winning the 2019 Junior Varsity Most Valuable Player, the 2021 Varsity Volleyball Most Valuable Player, Best Defensive Player in 2022, and the 2023-24 Homecoming Queen. My future plans are to attend Pensacola Christian College. My favorite Bible verse is Psalms 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
My name is Miles Williams. I'm the son of Jason and Sharon Williams. I've been attending Landmark Christian High School since 7th grade and then came back for 11th grade. And 12th grade. I was saved when I was 16, and I was led by the Lord by Mr. Maxwell. While at Landmark Christian High School, I've been involved in choir, drama, art, JV basketball for 2 years, and varsity basketball for 2 years, soccer for 2 years. I was teacher's aide for 5th grade and 7th through 9th boys PE, and I was in National Honor Society for 1 year. The special achievements I have from being here is all-conference soccer in 2024 and being a part of the National Honor Society. My future plans after school are attending Stetson University for their music program. My favorite Bible verse is John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Thank you again, Brother Hector. I'm going to ask everyone to stand tonight before the presentation of our graduates. We want to pray and close and just kind of seal the night with prayer and ask God's blessings upon their lives. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, as we come to you tonight, God, we thank you for all that has been said, all that has been invested in their life. God, I pray that you would, with the scripture that was read tonight, the wherewithal that they have been given to follow the word of God and to live their life, Lord, I pray that you would go with them, that you'd hedge them about with your protection as they take the step from high school out into this world. Lord, I pray that you'd guide them, direct them. Lord, I pray you'd protect them. I pray you'd bless them, Lord, as they go. We thank you for the time that we were allowed to be a part of their lives. Now, God, I pray you'd go with them and use the things that were invested in their lives for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the graduates of Landmark Christian School, class of 2024. Congratulations to all of you. We have a reception that's following in our fellowship hall immediately when we get done here. Each of our graduates have set up a table there to kind of display and show some of the things that they've done through the years. So you want to go by and see that and congratulate them as well. Thank you so much for being here. You are dismissed.